this solution that in this form, this is called block form. So a solution that's e to the ikx times a periodic function is called block form, and they turn out to be eigenfunctions of the translation operator. So if you move the system with a translation operator by one period, and if the periodicity is A, if I apply the translation operator to this block form solution, what happens is that this operator out front changes this x to x plus A and this x plus to x plus A, and I get here e to the ik x plus A in the exponent, and I get here x plus A inside this periodic function. And if you translate a periodic function by its period, you get the same value back. This is the definition of a periodic function. I've got it written up here. So this is just the definition of the periodic function. And this other part I can write as a product of two exponential functions. One of them is a function of x, and the other one is just a complex constant. E to the ika is a number. And so when I apply the translation operator and shift this solution over one period, what happens is I get the same solution back times a number. So this means that the solutions of block form will be eigenfunctions of the translation operator. And in general, it's true that the normal mode solutions are eigenfunctions of the symmetry of the system. In this case, we're talking about translational symmetry, but it's generally true that the eigenfunctions are of some system are also eigenfunctions of the symmetries. So now we know the form of the solutions that we're looking for, and we need to somehow construct these solutions.